Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Minister Simon Coveney says good news is coming with regards to international travel, but people shouldn't book foreign holidays just yet. Retail Excellence Ireland says there needs to be an urgent response to the government in relation to the reopening of the country in the wake of Carphone Warehouse's decision to close its branches across the country, including its branch in Letterkenny. Plans are being considered for a walk-in COVID test centre in Letterkenny, but the Director of Public Health Northwest confirms they don't believe that a centre is necessary elsewhere in the county, and if a Fermanagh man is sentenced for causing the deaths of two people by dangerous driving in 2018. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news. Oisín's here at around 5:15. Minister Simon Coveney has told people not to book foreign holidays just yet. However, he said good news is coming and opened the door to the possibility of international travel later this year. However, Minister Coveney cautioned that is still some months away.
You know, the message is clear and tough and consistent on international travel for now, but I think there is some good news on the horizon on that, but it'll be some time before I think we see the benefits of that.
Well, the Thánaiste is hoping that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine isn't limited to people over the age of 60, saying they're already well covered in the rollout programme. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee will consider if the Johnson & Johnson injection should be administered here, following concerns over rare blood clots. This week, the European Medicines Agency said the benefits outweigh the risks. Leo Varadkar also admits he's slightly concerned that some people will refuse to take any vaccine at all.
It's a bit of a worry, and you know, you're always going to have that. You know, we expect that there'll be maybe 10 or 15% of people who will refuse the vaccine and just don't want it, although they may change their minds if being able to travel and attend mass events and things like that is linked to it.
Well, as Alice Donegal today says, he doesn't believe that Leo Varadkar, the Thánaiste, should be flying kites on the reopening of society if he's not going to follow through on them. W. Mark McSharry, a member of Fianna Fáil, says he doesn't have confidence either in the Taoiseach or the government's handling of the pandemic. He said he's not happy with the way Micheál Martin is dealing with the crisis.
No, I don't. I've made that clear since last March in recommendations and suggestions in what I believe needs to be done. I haven't had confidence in the entire government approach to COVID management. They've abdicated their responsibility, saying, well, that's NPHET and that's NIAC and that's everybody else.
There needs to be an urgent response from the government in relation to the reopening of the country in the wake of the decision by Carphone Warehouse to close. That's the message from Retail Excellence, who fear there could be more closures on the cards as shops and businesses struggle as a result of the COVID pandemic. Around 80 Carphone Warehouse shops are closing immediately with the loss of over 400 jobs. That includes their base in Letterkenny. Managing Director of Retail Excellence, Duncan Graham, says businesses still don't know what the government is planning for next month.
We really now at this stage need some urgent response from government in terms of that reopening plan. You know, they're starting to talk around May being the opening of non-essential retail. But again, you know, we're still here now, 10 days before the start of May, and we don't have any firm understanding from government as to exactly what that reopening plan consists of.
Plans are being considered for a walk-in COVID test centre in Letterkenny. The Director of Public Health Northwest has confirmed the centre may be operational in the coming days, with people able to present for a test without a GP referral. Dr. Anthony Breslin says evidence shows socialising remains one of the main causes of the spread of COVID-19 in Donegal. He's told today's 9 till noon show there are no specific areas of the county with high numbers of cases that are unexplained.
We don't have any location in Donegal where we have an issue. If we did, we would set one up like we're going to do in Shambo. But we are looking at the possibility of just trying to encourage people who feel uneasy about if they have symptoms going to a GP. We're looking at, in the Letterkenny Centre, instead of just having booked appointments via the GP, that people could walk in and get a test.
Other news this evening, Anda Fermanaman has been sentenced to 5 years and 3 months in prison for causing the deaths of two people by dangerous driving in Bundoran in 2018. 23-year-old Joseph Gulroy of Lisnaski previously pleaded guilty to dangerous driving, causing death and serious injury, driving without insurance and failure to report a crash. Shiva Devine from Baleek and Conal McAleer from Kesh, both in County Fermanagh and both aged 20, died in the crash at Single Street, East End on August 19th, 2018. Rachel Elliott from Ballinamanard, County Fermanagh, suffered life-changing injuries as a result of the collision. Declan McGee, journalist with the Donegal Democrat, today outlined the evidence that was heard in court against Joseph Gulroy.
Judge John Almere told Donegal Circuit Court, sitting in Letterkenny, that there were aggravating factors in the case. Gulroy had been disqualified from driving for a year, a short time previously, for dangerous driving in Northern Ireland, and he had admitted drinking 3 vodkas and Lucozade on the night at a time when he was a designated driver. The judge said Gulroy had accelerated from a standing start to a speed of over 70 miles per hour on a winding road before he lost control. He had also left the scene as emergency services arrived and returned 3 hours later. The judge said that driving on the night must be viewed as aggravating circumstances. The car was also overloaded and none of the passengers were wearing seatbelts. Judge Elmer said the offence was at the high end of the scale and merited 7 years in prison. He reduced this to 5 years and 3 months when he included the mitigating factors such as the cooperation with the investigation, the early plea of guilty and his obvious remorse and guilt.
Donegal TD Piers Doherty has moved a bill in the Dáil which he says would ensure that insurance companies pass on savings that they'll make because of the introduction of new personal injury guidelines. The Judicial Council Amendment Bill would, Deputy Doherty says, ensure that the insurance companies cannot roll back on their commitments, that if revised guidelines were adopted, their charges would fall. The Sinn Féin TD says there are already signs that that could happen.
Since these guidelines were adopted and published, the insurance industry has moved quickly to roll back on many of the commitments that it made to reduce insurance premiums. And that can't be allowed to happen. The insurance industry called for these guidelines. The IRCC has passed legislation to allow for the guidelines to take effect. The judiciary has done their job in reducing the awards in relation to the guidelines, and now we have to see the insurance company substantially reduced the cost of premiums for motorists, homeowners, for business people. The insurance industry, when they lobbied for these guidelines, told us how insurance costs would fall once they were adopted. We need a way to verify that the reductions in awards that have been facilitated in personal injury cases by this House, by the House of the Rothes, that they are passed on euro for euro to consumers. This legislation will ensure that that happens. It provides transparency in this issue because we need a way of verifying that every single euro in the lower awards has been passed on to consumers. This is the only way that you will be able to verify whether the reduction in claims in personal injuries has resulted in a euro for euro reduction in the cost of premiums for motorists, for businesses, for homeowners, or whether indeed the insurance industry have pocketed some of those reductions despite the commitments that they gave.
Deputy Piers Doherty speaking in Dáil Éireann this afternoon. You can hear his whole submission on our website, highlandradio.com. The new chief executive of Donegal County Council says connectivity will be one of his top priorities in his new role. John McLaughlin has been confirmed as the new chief executive of council following an open competitive selection process run by the Public Appointments Service. He's worked for the council for 20 years in a number of capacities, serving as director of services in the roads department before his appointment as interim chief executive last July. Well, Mr. McLaughlin told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that he plans to hit the ground running.
There will be an expectation and indeed a desire on my part to shape things in the years ahead. I will have a big focus on developing the county. Our goal is to become a net contributor to the country and to grow our population, retain our young people, starting out probably with the third level education, not have so many students go away but stay here and hopefully get jobs locally and develop spin-off companies and so forth. That's one strand. The other strand we need is the word connectivity. And that's used in two contexts nowadays, both the physical connection, largely perhaps the roads to Dublin, Belfast, Galway, or rail and air, but also the digital connectivity, very, very important nowadays. We've seen that more than ever. And in fact, I'd say Donegal quite well served, for most people can go on Zoom in the night time and so on. However, it's not at a level that's suitable for major businesses in remote areas, and that needs improvement.
And that was the new permanently appointed Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, there speaking to Greg on the 9 till noon show. The government has won two by-elections in the Shannon this afternoon. Fianna Fáil's Gerry Horkin won a place on the Industrial and Commercial Panel, beating out competition from independent Billy Lawless and Green Party Chair Hazel Shue, who ran as an independent. Earlier, Fine Gael's Maria Byrne won election to the Agricultural Panel. The Taoiseach has pledged to work with Minister Dara O'Brien to ensure that potential burial grounds at mother and baby homes are protected. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Thomas Pringle, who pointed out that Cork City Council has refused planning permission for a housing development on the grounds of the former Bessborough home, where up to 923 babies died over a period of nearly 80 years. Burial records have only been found for 64 of them. Deputy Pringle told Micheál Martin that a national response is needed.
There's mother and baby homes right across the country in every local authority area, and I would ask that you would ask local authorities to ensure that they're protected under the county development plans and identified so that the potential for burials could be identified there, and further developments would have to take cognizance of that and protect the burial sites of families.
I will talk to the Minister for Housing, Environment, Local Government in that regard, because I think all burial grounds in mother and baby homes should be protected, and that no violation of those grounds should occur for whatever reason. So I will engage with the Minister.
There was a 46% drop in burglaries in Donegal during 2020, according to CSO figures collated by PhoneWatch. The Donegal reduction was one of the biggest in the country, with a 42% reduction in the three counties of Ulster and a 35% reduction across the Republic. Almost 11,000 burglaries and other related offences occurred nationwide last year. 396 were reported in the combined Ulster counties of Cavan, Donegal and Monaghan, 141 of them in Donegal. PhoneWatch spokesperson Marguerite Cotter says the figures are significant.
A decrease of over 30% nationwide, and actually over 45% in Donegal specifically, was definitely something worth talking about. In the last few months, we have all been home that little bit more, and whilst we would never say that burglaries don't happen when you're in the house, you know, I think the opportunistic burglars who might tend to make the most of you being out of your house, obviously that was all gone. So I think it's really down to the fact that everyone's been home that little bit more. That I think that's definitely a part of it.
And from PhoneWatch's point of view, obviously you'd be encouraging people, as we get to leave the house more, as restrictions are eased, home security becomes an issue once again, and people should not become complacent.
Absolutely not. I think we need to remember that we have all been home that little bit more. That's hopefully going to change over the next few weeks and months. But also at PhoneWatch, we do see an increase in burglaries in the summer months when we're out and about a little bit more. I actually think just something as small as, you know, the change in the weather, the bright weather, we all become a little bit more optimistic and we're not as aware of our home safety. So I think this isn't a scaremongering message. This is really just about remember your home safety when you're leaving, or even just when you're in the back garden. So, you know, keep the front door locked at all times. And when you are leaving to go on a staycation, more than likely, you know, just remember things like asking a neighbour to maybe do your bins, cut your grass, move your car so that your home doesn't have the appearance of being empty.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
5:15, we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with soccer. Tottenham again, life without Jose Mourinho tonight when they take on Southampton in the Premier League. Former player Ryan Mason will be in the dugout after being appointed interim head coach until the end of the season. He says he can't wait to take charge.
Many different emotions going through my body at the moment, but probably the most important one is pride. I've been associated with this club over 20 years. It's a very long time of my life and I feel very proud. I feel like I have an excellent connection with the fans, which I feel is important.
Well, a win for Spurs against Southampton tonight would put them 2 points off the automatic Champions League places. Aston Villa boss Dean Smith has warned his players to be wary of a Manchester City backlash. City's chances of a quadruple were ended by a loss in the FA Cup semis at the weekend, but they can go 11 points clear at the top of the Premier League with a victory tonight. And Scotland Rangers aim to take another step towards an unbeaten Scottish Premiership season. Ahead of their cup meeting on Sunday, the champions are at St Johnstone. Old firm rival Celtic can have a say in the battle for third. They're at Aberdeen and Hibs host Livingston. Bottom team Hamilton face Motherwell, while fellow strugglers Kilmarnock welcome Dundee United. Manchester United co-chairman Joe Glazer says they got things wrong regarding the club's Super League involvement. United withdrew their participation last night, with Glazer saying they want to rebuild trust with supporters. In an open letter, he says the European football model still requires addressing, but the Super League was the wrong way to go about it. Real Madrid and Barcelona are the only two clubs yet to formally announce their withdrawal from the venture. Taoiseach de Leo Varadkar admits it's unlikely that Dublin will be hosting games at this summer's Euro Football Championships. He thinks June is too soon to be able to commit to UEFA's required 25% capacity at stadiums for matches. European football's governing body have given Bilbao, Munich and Dublin until Friday to make a final decision on hosting the tournament. The Aviva Stadium has been set to stage four matches at the pandemic-delayed finals, and Varadkar said today the situation is unfortunate. Finn Harps and Derry City drew their respective games last night in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. Harps are 3 points off the leading trio of Shamrock Rovers, Sligo Rovers and St Pat's after the nil-all draw with Longford. Next up for Harps is the visit of St Pat's to Ballybuffet this Friday evening. Harps assistant manager is Paul Hegarty.
Pats are flying at the minute, you know, and to be fair to them, like they've done really well and they've signed well in the off-season that as well. Like, but look, we'll see what it's like. And as I said, we've had four out of our first six matches away from home. And it's been a tough run for us, but look, we're back at home on Friday night and I'm sure we'll put a good performance.
Derry City, meanwhile, are still without a win and they stay bottom. The Candy Stripes drew 1-1 with Dundalk last night. Cameron McJanet scored the equaliser to force a share of the spoils.
Each game we've shown more and more what we're about. I think tonight was a standard defensively at the end there where we're really under pressure and we held everyone digging in, making blocks, headers, tackles. Some of our young lads did really well. For example, Ronan Boyce against Duffy. I keep hearing Duffy's best player in the league, and Stout stood up to him today and did really well. And you know, we had a rough start, but we're starting to pick up now.
Dempsey McGuigan has been selected for the European Throwing Cup next month. The Finn Valley Discus Man is one of an 8-strong team named by Athletics Ireland for the competition in Split, Croatia, which will be held on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of May. In Gaelic Games, the Donegal senior squad are back training this week, preparing for the league, which starts on the 15th of May, and then the Ulster Championship preliminary round tie with Down at the end of June. Donegal boss Declan Boner says the hurt of last season's Ulster final defeat is still lingering.
Ah, listen, you know, naturally enough, it's never easy when you lose an Ulster final. I've lost a couple playing and I've lost a couple managing. It's always difficult, there's no doubt about it. And we had a long, long time to dwell over it. Always difficult to take. But listen, work to be done now, collectively on the training ground. And championship is the big one. And those National League games will be highly competitive. That'll set us up for that championship campaign. As I say, it's not easy. It's going to be difficult going into nearly. We know that.
Finally, in snooker, Mark Allen has special interest in one of the first round matches at the World Championship today. Mark Selby leads Kurt Mafflin by 4-1, with the winner playing Allen in the last 16. On the other table, Judd Trump has completed a 10-4 victory over Liam Highfield to set up a second round contest with David Gilbert. Mark Williams ended the morning session with a 5-4 lead over Sam Craigie, while Sean Murphy trails Mark Davis by 5-4. Both of those matches will resume tomorrow. That's your sport, Donal. I'll have our next bulletin after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. A motion has come before the Dáil calling for an emergency response to the accelerating mental health crisis. The motion was moved this morning by Sinn Féin. Well, last night, Donegal deputies Patrick McLaughlin and Piers Doherty met with representatives of groups and organisations working to promote mental health in Donegal. Speaking afterwards, W. McLaughlin said the stories they were told were harrowing.
They clearly told us that the resourcing of mental health services is just really, really poor. The waiting lists are appalling. And the community services, volunteers, counselling are replacing what should be provided by the state. So clearly, we need to get to the point very, very soon where the state funding of mental health services is at the level that you would expect. Right now, it's about a third of what we should be spending.
Is this an issue that's going to be resolved by legislation? It doesn't seem that it should take legislation to ensure that this is properly resourced.
No, indeed. What we are putting forward here is that we had a crisis before this pandemic. We now have an absolute emergency. The language last evening was a tsunami of huge problems across our community, as you would expect through a sustained period like we've had. But we already had a crisis before this. So there needs to be urgent recruitment of psychologists, psychotherapists, counsellors. There needs to be absolutely a very substantial increase in support for those community groups right across the likes of Donegal who are providing these counselling services. And we need to deploy the private sector, the private hospitals, the same way that we've done it in the wider health service. So there needs to be a sense of urgency from government to understand that this is now an emergency. What was a crisis is an emergency, and they absolutely need to intervene in this.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. Finally, the Mica Action Group has released a short film highlighting the plight of affected homeowners in Donegal. The video, Mica, The Bigger Picture, was created by a Mica-affected homeowner, showcasing other homes too, which have been affected by the issue. Concerns have been raised by homeowners and political representatives about the Mica Redress Scheme, which has been described as challenging. Well, the video urges those homeowners affected by Mica to use their voice.
These Mica homes were built and bought by men and women who worked and saved hard to achieve the ultimate dream of having the lifetime security of owning their own home. However, by 2010, the cracks in this dream started to appear when the Mica nightmare really began. After years of fighting and pleading for help, the government scheme eventually provided just isn't a workable scheme. It's not a fair scheme and needs serious adjustment. An adjustment that doesn't punish homeowners for having a house built with defective blocks. As a community, we have been broken by this tragedy. Homeowners are suffering unimaginable anxiety, trapped in crumbling homes. We as victims must get in touch with our local political representatives and ask for their help. Tell them how this tragedy is affecting us and our family members. Tell them we won't settle for a scheme that is unworkable and unjust. Staying silent will change nothing. Speaking up could change everything.
Weather forecast, and it'll be dry tonight with long clear spells, allowing temperatures to drop to lows of between 0 and 4 degrees Celsius, bringing a slight risk of localised frost patches forming. Some mist pockets will develop overnight in near calm conditions, winds light easterly or variable in direction. Tomorrow will be dry and bright with good sunny spells, highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees Celsius, coolest in eastern parts of the region, winds moderate and easterly in direction. The main stories in brief. Minister Simon Coveney has said there could be good news coming later in the year in terms of international travel, with the possibility of taking flights later in the year. However, he urged people not to book foreign holidays just yet. A South Donegal deputy says he doesn't have confidence in the Taoiseach or the government's handling of the pandemic. Deputy Mark McSharry of Fianna Fáil also said the Taoiseach shouldn't be flying kites on the reopening of society. Retail Excellence is calling for an urgent response from government in relation to the reopening of the country after Carphone Warehouse announced it's closing its 80 branches across the country, including its branch in Letterkenny. Plans are being considered for a walk-in COVID test centre in Letterkenny, but Public Health Northwest say there are no specific areas in the county with high numbers that are unexplained, and therefore they will not be looking to establish such a centre in Inishowen. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday, the 21st of April. The death has taken place of Charles Doherty, Laharden Rathmullen. His remains will repose at his home. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people. Funeral Mass can be viewed on MCN Media, St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Remelton Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Dockery, the Doc, Gulladuff, Moville. Funeral from his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballinacray Graveyard. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. The death has taken place of Colum McDevitt, Knockestoller, Bunbeg. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Fintown Cemetery. Due to government and HSE restrictions, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Rosary can be viewed tomorrow evening on the Proche de Gouddore Facebook page at 7:30. Funeral Mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page on Friday morning at 11. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Care of Colm Gillespie Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Michael Quigley, 23, Glen Road, Strabane. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Parkinson Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, in accordance with current restrictions. The house and funeral are private to family only, please. Michael's Requiem Mass can be viewed live via mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, tomorrow at 12 noon. The death has taken place of Margaret Gallagher, 271 Skeg Cottages, Bridgend. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Enghilses Church, Burt, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly for family only, please, with a limit of 10 people permitted. Margaret's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Burt. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Society of St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the tragic death has taken place of Patrick McGinley, Chapel View, Kilmacrenan. Funeral Mass at 11 tomorrow morning in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan. That can be viewed live on the Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to family only, please.